You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast.
Ask and you shall receive, Randy
Let's
Scott.
Let's go.
If you've got a walk-up song, join the conversation on the CC Cullen line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. He's Randy Scott up in Bristol, Connecticut. I'm Gabe Neitzel, hanging out in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You can catch me on 94.5 ESPN in the morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time. Of course, he's part of AM Sports Center crew up there in Bristol. This is Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. It's presented by Progressive Insurance. And we'll get to those as well, because we want to hear more walk-up songs. People are always creative with those. Those are always fun. But I don't know if this is necessarily a Friday news dump. I don't even know if the Friday news dump exists in the world of social media and how people can kind of consume the media at all hours of the day. But the Arizona Cardinals released wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins after three seasons as a member of that organization. And it just kind of, it came as a shock, not that he's no longer a member of the Cardinals, but the fact they couldn't find a trade partner. They couldn't find a dance partner in order to send him somewhere else. Now, his contract was just shy of $20 million for this season, so maybe that's why some teams shied away and they're hoping to pay him a little bit less to join the team. But this was a little bit of surprising news to me today, Randy, because he, to me, is still, when healthy, one of the best receivers in the NFL. And as the salary cap continues to go up and up and up, $20 million doesn't seem like that big of a price tag for him.
No, it doesn't. The age, you know, we had Mike Tannenbaum on earlier in the show, our GM, our former GM, NFL front office insider, and he talked about that age. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins turns 31 next month, and that is a bit of a red flag. It's sort of, regardless of the talent, it is kind of an arbiter and a harbinger of doom. And he didn't point to it, but I was kind of reading up on what DeAndre Hopkins looks like, how he projects, and the name Julio Jones comes up. And Julio got a big contract from the Falcons in his age 30 season, and then was eventually obviously traded to Tennessee and has not performed since then. You worry about that fall off. I would argue that DeAndre Hopkins has been more durable, more reliable than Julio Jones has from a physical standpoint, you know, suspensions notwithstanding. But turning 31 is an issue, and now putting yourself on the market to where there may have been a little bit of a discord with Kyler Murray. I think it's more of a Murray problem than a Hopkins problem. But I think the price tag was prohibitive, and now you look at who's out there and who has the cap space to sign him, assuming he doesn't want to take a pay cut. And we're talking about teams that, you know, I think the Lions might be the best option. You know, the Jets have the cap space, but it's because they have 20 people signed, literally 20 people signed to their roster. The Bears have 90, and the Bears certainly have the cap space to do it. And Gabe, I mean, you cover that division. You cover the NFC North. When you look at the production or lack thereof through the air for the Bears last season, Gabe, they had 2,219 passing yards as a team. 2,219. On a good season, Hopkins
Wait, are you
does...
sure you're not looking up the stats from 1923 and not 2023?
On a good full season, Hopkins himself can have more than half of that in receiving yards.
Yeah, and look, I think the Bears could be like logistically a great spot for that. They continue to try to infuse wide receiver talents. They trade for DJ Moore. They feel really good about Darnell Mooney. They went out and made a trade for a wide receiver last year, now that I'm blanking on with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, Claypool.
Yeah, well, they got Claypool, so they're starting to build some more weapons there, but that would certainly, to me, help the development of Justin Fields. I just don't think DeAndre Hopkins wants to help develop a quarterback at age 31. I think he wants to go to some place that he's going to actually have a chance. And the one team that was really interesting on that list to me that you mentioned, the Detroit Lions. I think the Lions are a team in the NFC North that is ultimately going to be the favorite in that division because of kind of the energy that they bring to the table. Jared Goff might be the best quarterback in that division. He's been to a Super Bowl, and they're trying to, again, get to that next level. they're going to be without Jameson Williams for the first six games of the year. He was suspended. I think they need some weapons to kind of keep their offensive heads above water till he can return and they can start doing some of the fun things that they were probably planning on with him. But if you have DeAndre Hopkins, that to me only is going to help the development of Amon-Ra St. Brown. It's only going to help the development of Jameson Williams to have somebody who's been as good as Nuck has been throughout his career to help bring those guys along. And in the NFC, you've got a better chance of making it further than you do in the AFC.
That's a fact. I mean, there's a logjam of talent. There's a logjam at the quarterback position, to be sure, and of just competitive imbalance in favor of the AFC. I mean, Kansas City is a Super Bowl contender getting off the bus. Likewise with Cincinnati. Likewise with Buffalo. And then you're not even into the Tuas or the Justin Herberts or even the Russell Wilsons if he's able to dial it in. I want to read these names of quarterbacks that DeAndre Hopkins played with in Houston. And you tell me, okay, after reading this, you tell me if he's a guy who wants to play with a young quarterback who is still getting his legs under him, okay? He played with Matt Schaub, played with Case Keenum, played with Ryan Mallett, played with Brian Hoyer, played with Ryan Mallett again, TJ Yates.
Ryan Mallett.
Brandon Whedon.
Brandon Whedon. Shout out to Brandon Whedon. Good for him.
Brock Lobster, Brock Osweiler, some dude named Tom Savage. Tom Savage again. TJ Yates again. And then Deshaun Watson and then AJ McCarron. Okay, so I would argue that he's paid his dues, DeAndre Hopkins has. Mm-hmm. And then he goes out to Arizona, Kyler Murray. I think maybe John Skelton was in that mix, Colt McCoy, things like that. So I think he wants quarterback stability and a chance to win, and I think those two are in lockstep in the NFL. I don't think they're mutually exclusive. And so I think wherever he goes, he probably picks a spot where the team is on the cusp as opposed to looking to become a contender, maybe a contender looking to take that next step deeper into the postseason.
888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN is the CC call-in line. If you want to join the conversation, that's where we find Katie in Kansas City, where she's got a pitch for Hopkins to come to her favorite team.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
You bet.
Honestly, if I'm DeAndre Hopkins, you've already had two massive deals where you've made north and guaranteed money of $100 million. Now this the time in his career, he's been there 9 years in the NFL. You want a ring. And I wouldn't go to Jared Goff. I mean, is Jared Goff going to give you a better chance than Patrick Mahomes or even, you know, the Bills? I would say the Chiefs all the way. Even if they didn't get it this year, they're going to go next year. You're not going to have a I feel like Patrick Mahomes is the strong horse here. The Chiefs will do whatever they can take to get him here. If he wants to pull that trigger, you're going to be surrounded by the best of the best. And you want a ring. I'm like, don't chase the money. Get the ring. That's the most important thing at this stage in your career. You've already made a good amount of money. Like,
I think that's what it comes down to me, Katie, and we appreciate the call. I think what it comes down to, is he going to chase the money, or does he want that championship ring? When Odell Beckham Jr. had his free agent process earlier this offseason, Randy, I think it was obvious that he was going to go to the highest bidder. He already had the ring. He won his championship with the Los Angeles Rams last time we saw him on the field, so he knows that he doesn't have very many bites left at the apple in order to collect as much cash as he can for the rest of his NFL career. And he ended up in a pretty decent landing spot with the Baltimore Ravens, former league MVP Lamar Jackson, now that he has signed his deal to remain there. The question for DeAndre Hopkins that we don't know right now, is he willing to take a discount, or is he looking for a long-term deal similar to the money he would have made in Arizona?
DeAndre Hopkins is, I mean, okay, we're talking about a $19 million salary that is now off the table. If he goes to the Chiefs, right now the Chiefs, there are 32 NFL teams, they have the 32nd most cap space, which is to say they have $1 million in cap space, that's it. They have 90 players signed. Now, do you make some cuts? Do you create the room? Like Katie said, they're willing to make the moves necessary to land DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, I think so. Does he elevate them? How do you elevate a Super Bowl champion? That would be a tremendous move from Hopkins. I just financially don't know if it makes sense.
Yeah, financially, I don't think. Well, DeAndre Hopkins, I think, is going to sign for something less than the 19. I don't think he's going to sign for league minimum. I don't see that being the option, which is kind of what you would have to do to make it work in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Although they're missing a number one overall wide receiver. Now, they have the best tight end in football right now in Travis Kelce, and that kind of allows them to do everything else they did last year and having no true number one at wide receiver and still being able to win the Super Bowl. Kelce is the gravity of that offense, but if he found a way to Kansas City, that offense would really be unstoppable.
Video
just
games.
Financially, it doesn't necessarily make sense. Mm-hmm. Join the conversation with us on the CC call-in line, 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. We go out to Vic in Orlando. Vic, you're on ESPN Radio and Canty and Carlin with Gabe Neitzel and Randy Scott.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Vic.
I'm a huge Cowboys fan. I would love for Hopkins to come to the Cowboys. Don't know if that'll ever happen, but I think there's an arms race in the NFC East, and I think that would definitely help us out. And two, I know you guys did walk-off songs. Mine would be Hypnotized by Biggie Smalls.
Hey!
Yeah, it's a good one. That's a good one.
We had that in the mix. We had that in the mix for us in the conversation. It's hard to just crystallize it to one game. It really is. It's hard to just dial it in that way. I'd say this, man. If you add, going back to his point about the Dallas Cowboys, Cowboys have a need. Cowboys have the cap space. They have about $15 million in cap space right now. They have a wide receiver room with CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Cooks. Remember, they landed Brandon Cooks. And they have Michael Gallup a year removed from the ACL surgery. So that's, you know, that's a, I don't know, comparatively, right, full-strength Michael Gallup. 1 through 4, if they add DeAndre Hopkins, that's the best wide receiver room in the league.
Without a doubt, 1 through 4, because DeAndre Hopkins can still go. Almost 80 yards per game in the games that he played last year with a team that was kind of a mess, with even when Kyler Murray was healthy. DeAndre Hopkins, to me, still has it. The Cowboys are a team I hadn't thought of, but I think they become wildly interesting if he's on that squad. Do you think that would take the Cowboys from, team's probably going to make the playoffs, but ultimately I don't think they're going to compete with the Niners and Eagles at the top. Does that vault them into that upper echelon with those two teams?
I think defensive, it does nothing to answer their defensive issues, right?
You score 40 points a game, it doesn't matter, Randy.
Yeah, and the Chiefs won a Super Bowl doing that too. Does it vault them? Yeah, I think the NFC is so wide open. It's so wide open. I could see them getting to a Super Bowl with that addition, sure. But you run into true heavyweights on the AFC side of things. And man, does that put some pressure on Dak Prescott, right? I mean, a guy who's angling for another new contract. It's like, all right, we've given you all the offensive weaponry you could hope for. Now what are you going to do with it?
Yeah, kind of vaults him to the top of that list that we saw earlier this week from Dan Orlovsky in terms of pressure on quarterbacks in the NFC. He had Jordan Love at number one, but if they did sign DeAndre Hopkins, I think, Dak would have to, because there's no more excuses. There are zero excuses left if that were to happen in Dallas. We're having a couple of conversations here on Canty and Carlin. Gabe Neitzel, Randy Scott filling in for the boys this afternoon. What's the best landing spot for DeAndre Hopkins? And if you had a walk-up song, what would it be in honor of Randy next Friday doing the PA for his son's Little League All-Star game? And now his son is just stressing over which song he wants to be his walk-up song. When it's your first walk-up song, too, like that is stressful, because you want to make sure that first one's a really good one.
And you're okay, so 10 years old, too. Gabe, do you have kids?
I do not, no.
Okay, so 10 years old is also this sort of vestibule into teenage years. So I get called bruh sometimes now, there's things are sus, I get sometimes a sheesh from my son. Like, my son is 10 going on 17 right now. So he is trying to look cool with this song. Like, you can't go up there to Wheels on the Bus. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can't go up there to the Wiggles in the fourth grade. Like, he's, or something in the Disney catalog, obviously. But he's got to come up with something that's family safe. And, when we listen to music in the car, I'm trying to think of what he picks, man. Like, there are still, soundtracks and songs that I sang to them as kids to get them to sleep. Like, he'll still fire up Country Roads now and again. Little Johnny Denver, right?
Ooh,
but you're not walking up to that in front of your friends.
No, you're definitely not. The only way you're walking up to that is if you are in an arena where the crowd's going to sing along and it becomes kind of a cool atmosphere.
Ah.
I don't see the crowd singing along with it at a Little League All-Star game, but I could be wrong.
Nope.
I'm open to being wrong about that.
You're absolutely right. You're not wrong. You are not wrong. I love some of the choices that we're getting, though, from people calling in.
We're getting some great ones here on the CC call-in line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ML in Texas has an entry that he wants to get in. ML, you're on ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, listen, I had come up with two songs. First one, Inner Sandman by Metallica. And the second one, it's called Loud and Heavy by Cody Jinks. Both of them, two great walk-up songs.
Ooh, okay. I never heard of the second one, but the first one,
no.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is a classic one, right? Because if you are a sports fan, you start hearing this little guitar riff here from Metallica, and there's one person you immediately think of. It's Mo. You think of Mariano Rivera. Like that.
No.
You think of Virginia Tech?
No. Wow, really? You know what? It's funny because Eric and I were having this discussion. Mind you, I'm a native New Yorker. I'm a Yankees fan. But yet, I was raised part of my life in Virginia.
I see the area code on the cell phone.
My wife is a Tech alum. I'm sorry. I got to go with Lane Stadium in a Sandman,
buddy.
Greater than Mariano Rivera in a Sandman.
Same.
No way. Really? Bigger than the greatest closer of all time.
Sure, that's an individual accolade for him. He's the GOAT. I get that. But night game, Thursday night, Lane.
Yes.
When Sandman comes on, the whole stadium is rocking. All the turkey legs are shaking. You can feel it.
When's the last time Virginia Tech was relevant?
It doesn't matter. When you still have these games, though.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I mean, like the last probably big game was, I think they played like Clemson at home. But it doesn't matter. When it's a big game and it's rocking, it'll change your life, man.
All right, so Gabe, what is the name of your hometown of Wisconsin?
Horicon.
Horicon. Yeah. I saw Virginia Tech, Lane Stadium, Texas A&M in a Horicon Thursday night football. It was Horicon Ivan, and it was still loud, still rocking, and Virginia Tech you'd see the Ag. I mean, this is Texas A&M. They rolled in there and they were just swallowed by the moment. You know what I mean? They couldn't handle the crowd, the atmosphere, and it starts pre-kickoff with Enter Sandman.
Yeah, I think of Enter Sandman, I think of Mariano Rivera in terms of the entrance song. But we'll take
Gabe. I'm with Gabe on this one, sorry. Just want to give my two cents.
Oh, really?
No, you guys have Twitter. Get it. Put it out there on the Twitters. Let's see what the people say.
It depends how much the Hokies ball out.
This is going to all come down to how many Hokies see it, right? Because if they get behind it and they start circulating, because I think nationwide it's got to be Mariano Rivera.
Yes, I would. Yeah, nationally it's Rivera, of course.
But to that specific, you know, maybe on the East Coast, people who are aware of it, maybe it is for people who have attended games at Virginia Tech. Hit us up on the CC call-in line with your walk-up song, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Lucas in Vermont, you're up next. Lucas, you're on ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Hey, Gabe, you weren't too far off with the wrestling theme. Randy, you got to have your son. He wants to get in the pitcher's head, right?
Yeah.
You got to play. It's time to play the game. Yeah. By Triple H.
You gotta get Motorhead out there.
And do the water spit, too?
Oh, wow.
Right?
You would have to, right? As an homage to Triple H himself, right? Before he steps into that batter's box, you tilt the head back and you just, you know, spray the water everywhere.
Spray the water up. I mean, Motorhead for a 10-year-old, feels like it's time. Yes. Yes.
This is
time to play the game.
This little laugh here is what makes it.
Yes. Yes. The weird, creepy giggle.
Like he knows something that you don't as he's walking up to the plate.
Oh, man. Remember when Motorhead performed this for Triple H live?
At WrestleMania.
Was it Mania?
Yeah, it was at Mania.
I remember. Okay. I remember that. And I remember being like, wow, these guys are old. These guys are old. And that was like 20 years ago, too. My goodness.
Oh, that would be, if you wanted to intimidate a 10-year-old pitcher, that's what you do. Like, I think this needs to enter, like, I think you need to at least present that to your kid, Randy, and be like, hey, I know we've got it down to two, but what if we added this to the list?
Yes, yeah. Well, he's going to get a couple at bats. Maybe we mix it up. Maybe I tell him. Dad's going to pick a song for you.
I was about to say, you're the one in charge of all of this, right? You're the one going to be playing all of it.
Oh, I wonder if I'm the DJ. Maybe I am. Oh, I got to download these jams. All right. All right, thank you. Just put that on my radar.
You may be the one in charge of it. So if you rotate through, you know, a couple for your son, a couple for his buddies, because again, this is a very tough decision. It's a large decision as what your first walk-up song is going to be when you're a 10-year-old Little League All-Star.
I love that Lucas was like, hey, your son needs to send a message. And I was like, yeah, okay. Let's go.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Keep weighing in with your walk-up song. And coming up next, we'll also dive into Anthony Davis. And should he want to commit to the Lakers this summer if LeBron is uncertain about his future? After Randy has this from Indeed.
That is right, Gabe. If your summer hiring program is heating up, then make the whole process more chill with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it simple to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Just sponsor a post and get matched instantly with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your job description. And you can even schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from the Indeed website. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast.
We'll see what happens going forward. And I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. Just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, I got a lot to think about.
Listening to LeBron James tonight, now we're wondering how much longer does he have?
Leaves a lot of speculation and leaves a lot of conversation one way or the other. Okay, there's a chance that maybe he's retiring. No, there's no way he's going to go out like that. I can get both of those arguments from that answer he gave. That's, like I said, the ultimate cliffhanger.
Join the conversation on the Canty and Carlin call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We're going to continue to take your calls and just got to be patient with us on hold about what your walk-up song would be. Again, in honor of Randy's 10-year-old son who has made the Little League All-Star game and has to choose what his All-Star walk-up music is going to be next week, which is where Randy's going to be on Friday, handling the PA duties, potentially the DJ at the ballpark, as well as he's Randy Scott. I'm Gabe Neitzel, filling in on Canty Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN App, Sirius XM, Channel 80.
I'm so excited for this. And he's not listening to the radio right now. I think right now he's probably at baseball. As a matter of fact, but like,
I mean, of course he is. That's how you become an all-star. You're out there working hard.
The fact that I can tell him on, you know, when I see him again in person on Sunday, be like, dude, we talked about you on the radio. He'll be like, what? You know, we're going to hear it. Like, he's going to be tickled by it.
Of course, Canty and Carlin and ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. So we'll get to those walk-ups in just a little bit. But as we continue to progress here in the NBA postseason and the Eastern Conference Finals roll on, one team remains on top in the Western Conference. The team that the Nuggets just disposed of, the Los Angeles Lakers, have some decisions that they need to make. And Dave McMenamin had a piece over at ESPN.com saying, well, the Lakers really have three options, Randy. They can run it back with this core that they established at the All-Star, at the trade deadline, and then that core made a run to the Western Conference Finals. They can shake it up and just completely blow everything up, try to redesign the roster, or split the difference and try to do your balancing act with the best. It is worth noting that Anthony Davis can sign a three-year, $167 million extension after August 4th. If the Lakers do not get an extension done, he will be and can be a free agent next summer. What do you think is the best option and the best way forward for this Lakers franchise?
It sounds crazy because you do have to stay, you sort of have to re-recruit LeBron James, right? Like, he has a $50 million player option, not this coming season, the following season. And you'd say, well, wait, why would he opt out of that? Well, because he wants to play with his son. We've talked about that, right? We talked about the fact that Bronny James is draft eligible a year from next month, and that is going to dictate whether or not LeBron James stays in the NBA. I don't think he retires, but if you want to stay in the LeBron James business, you not only have to draft Bronny, but you have to make yourself a competitive team. And that, to me, is what LeBron James was saying with this retirement hint. It wasn't necessarily, I'm going to walk away. It was a warning to the Lakers. So to me, to best put yourself in a winning position, you commit, you strip it to the studs. All right, you commit to LeBron, you commit to AD, and you probably, I maybe Austin Reeves, but that's it. That is it. Then you let LeBron put on his GM hat. You take whatever cap space you have out there to market, and you look at, I mean, you're losing potentially D'Angelo. Okay, these are the free agents: Lonnie Walker, D'Angelo Russell, Troy Brown, Dennis Schroeder, Wenyen Gabriel. You have restricted free agents who include Austin Reeves, Rui Hachimura, who had a tremendous playoff run, and Malik Beasley. Actually, the team controls that option. I think you could let everyone but Reeves go, and possibly, I think LeBron wants to play with Kyrie again. I know Kyrie wants to play with LeBron. If you saw those two sideline before Game 4 with the Nuggets, I think you do it, because I think at this stage of LeBron's career, he wants someone he can trust to make an outside shot. That's Kyrie. And someone who can take the scoring load off of him at times, especially on the nights where, you know, Anthony Davis isn't in the lineup, where the AD stands for alternate day. So I think you go Reeves, LeBron, AD, Kyrie, and fill it in with shooters from there.
I do think you need to find a way to ease the scoring load off of LeBron, because it wasn't talked about enough during the regular season. And maybe it's because the regular season just continues to get diminished in the NBA. But the dude averaged almost 30 points per game at 38 years old. That's outrageous.
Oh, yeah.
It's just absolutely outrageous what he did offensively, and I know the points per game went down once he hit the playoffs, probably because he was a little exhausted from carrying whatever that roster was pre-trade deadline around to try to keep them to be a relevant team that could eventually make the run that they did. Mm-hmm. But I think you have to ease that a little bit, and that's where probably Kyrie comes in. And if LeBron wants Kyrie enough, you end up blowing it up, because that's what you kind of have to do in order to create the cap space that you would need in order to have Kyrie on the team with him and AD.
Russell Westbrook, also a free agent. I'm just going to let that sit for comedic value. James Harden has bird rights. He has a player option. I'm looking at other names out here just to eat. You know, Fred VanVleet is probably a responsible choice, a responsible decision. I don't know that that is something that the Lakers do necessarily. And quite frankly, I don't know if LeBron would want to play with Fred VanVleet. But Kyrie is at the top of this list. He has the history. They've won a title together. LeBron, so, okay, would you agree, Gabe, it's also that LeBron has to trust you in a big moment?
Yes.
You know, the anti-J.R. Smith, right? The anti, like, bro, what are you doing, you know, meme or gif, right? And that is what LeBron has with Kyrie. Kyrie is rust on a boat, in my opinion, right, for a franchise. Once you get rust on a boat, you're not getting rid of it. It's just a degenerative condition. That's what Kyrie brings. But it happened in Dallas, happened in Brooklyn, happened in Boston, on down the line. I wonder if the power of LeBron, the star power, the in-locker room discipline that LeBron commands, I think if anyone can get the most out of Kyrie, who is still a generational talent between those lines, if anyone can get the most out of him, it is LeBron.
But the last time those two were together, it was pretty obvious what the rank of the players was when he when Kevin Love was with them and they were in Cleveland. It was mm-hmm. LeBron, it was Kyrie, then it was K Love. Mm-hmm. Are the three of those guys, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, are they all able to coexist? If you're Anthony Davis and you know that Kyrie Irving is coming in, do you sign that three-year, $167 million extension, or do you wait to see, let's see how this all plays itself out, and then I've gotten out and I can leave the summer after if that doesn't really work out? Because Kyrie is such a wild card at this point.
I think you sign it because no one else is going to give you that dollar amount, right? I mean, the Lakers can offer you the most. So mm-hmm. I think you sign that deal. Are you saying maybe go to market if you're AD and look for a five-year deal? Somewhere, yeah. You know, look for that long term. He has the ring, but so it's not necessarily about ring chasing anymore. And who doesn't want to live in Los Angeles? There are NBA guys who flock there in the offseason anyway from where they live. So I think the Lakers are negotiating, operating, and re-recruiting their players from a position of strength. And I don't think whatever downside there might be to Kyrie, up to and including sharing the scoring load, I don't think that's enough to turn his head in a negative direction away from the Lakers.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We get back to you and what your walk-up music would be. That's next. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And Carlin, the podcast.
Another great walk-up song. Another great walk-up song example. We're having a little fun on Friday here on Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN app, SiriusXM, Channel 80. I'm Gabe Neitzel. He is Randy Scott, filling in for the guys today. And next Friday, Randy is going to be serving as the PA announcer for his son's Little League All-Star Game, and they're going to have walk-up songs. So there's a lot of pressure now on the 10-year-olds to come up with walk-up songs. We're asking you what your walk-up song would be at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What did you say again would be your walk-up song, Randy?
I really like mine was Till I Collapse. Mm-hmm. You know, Eminem and Nate Dogg. Also like Notorious Thugs. You know, Biggie Smalls and Bone Thugs. Hypnotize. We had somebody call in and say Hypnotize was theirs. I really like that one. But also, if you want to go like... If you want to mix it up, throw a couple change-ups out there, especially for baseball. How about a band called The Outfield and a song called Your Love? That's a jam.
Oh, it absolutely
That's
is.
A short one, too.
Yeah, you could just get it right away. It hits right away.
And you actually had it because you played college baseball.
So I did.
Remind the people what your walk-up song was, and then did you have any alternates, any also-rans?
I did not have any alternates, and I don't even know what the alternates would have been at the time, but for whatever reason, I knew in 2008 when I was a senior playing Division III baseball at UW-Platteville in Wisconsin, my walk-up song was Bleed It Out by Linkin Park. Like, I just knew when they gave us the list and they told us we were doing walk-up songs, like, oh, immediately I know this is it. This is what's going to get me fired up as I walk up to the plate, and that's what we rolled with my senior year. What would you roll with as your walk-up song? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Jason in Texas, you're up next on ESPN Radio. Jason, are you there, my friend?
Hey, yes, sir.
What would your walk-up song be?
I think my walk-up song I'd say it'd be a super confident song would be Welcome to My House, Flow Rider.
Oh, let's go.
I feel that'd be a really good one if you're the leadoff hitter. You know, you're walking up, first guy coming up.
That's fantastic.
I think
like
that is
that.
A good one.
Yeah, you're in my dojo now. I want to shout out Gabe Neitzel because I'm on the Pioneers of UW Plattsville. I'm on the record book website, and our guy has a record, by the way. Our guy is in the record books. He's among the all-time leaders for stolen bases for the Pioneers of UW Plattsville.
Come on, we got Willie Mays Hayes co-hosting
with us.
Come
on now.
How big were the bases?
We got White Lightning out here? What do we got? How big were the bases? Easy, Eric.
Well, it was 2008, Eric. I'm an old man at this point. We had regular-sized bases. It wasn't these big ones they're playing with in pro baseball now.
Did you ever hit any over-the-fence home runs, Gabe?
Yeah, oh, of course I hit. My first one ever was a grand slam.
Oh, okay.
Sophomore year, hit a grand slam.
No big deal.
Yeah, any inside the park home runs?
No, did not have any inside the park home runs.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, man. But, speedy. Like our guy Eric, who's, hitting inside the park home runs as
left
part of
right.
His softball league
tractor
all over the
beams.
Place.
Yeah.
some breaking news out of Major League Baseball. Yankees manager Aaron Boone receiving a one-game suspension and an undisclosed fine for his recent conduct toward Major League umpires, including the actions following his ejection from Thursday's night's game against the Orioles at Yankee Stadium. Boone is serving his suspension tonight when the Yankees are set to host the San Diego Padres. So Boone not going to be on the bench tonight for the Yankees as he serves a one-game suspension. Tune in for baseball action tomorrow. Braves host the Phillies. Coverage begins at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. But we're talking, if you are walking up to the plate, strolling up, what would your walk-up song be? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Kevin in Texas is up next. Kevin, you're on ESPN Radio. Canty and Carlin with Gabe Neitzel and Randy Scott in for the boys. What's up, Kevin? Oh, man, this is devastating. Devastating. Kevin, are you there?
Going once.
Oh, man. He just held on for that long. He was on hold for that long, only to miss his chance. We'll go out to Sam in California. Sam, you're up next. What would your walk-up song be if you were strolling up to the plate at a Major League Baseball game?
It would be AC/DC TNT.
Oh, Dynamite.
I feel the beginning of that song, it just got a little, like you could roll up there, kind of walking in rhythm with the song. I think you could have something looking really cool with that one.
Is AC/DC a sneaky, leader in the clubhouse for total number of songs that qualify, right?
Oh, because, that you could go with? Absolutely.
I mean, this one, what's the, there's Hell's Bells. That's one of them.
Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck. Thank you. That was our Paid Without Rights theme song for our high school football show in Toccoa, Georgia on Friday nights. No big deal.
Oh, whatever.
No big deal.
Yeah, I mean, nobody needs to know about it now, right?
No, I think the statute of limitations.
It's expired.
It's expired.
It's fine. No big deal.
This is, come on. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Just the guitar
This
alone,
is, again,
dude.
This is a good one that's going to get you fired up as you walk to the plate.
And it shook me all night long? That's up there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, AC/DC might have the most. Scott. I think if you were to go through their catalog, I think AC/DC might have the most options for you.
The deepest
of any
bench.
Other band.
Deepest bench, for sure. Oh, we got to. Do we have time? Oh, I don't know if we have time. Never mind. I was going to say there's someone on holding who agrees with us about AC/DC, but I talked too long. Jerry, I'm sorry.
Jerry, we'll still get you. We'll still take your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, as we're going to continue to talk and take your what your walk-up song would be, again, in honor of Randy and his 10-year-old Little League All-Star, who is, he's got it down to two. He's got to make the decision, or maybe Randy does him a favor and kind of rotates through the at-bats.
Maybe we could ask folks for their guilty pleasure walk-up songs, too. You know what I mean? One that you'd be embarrassed to say, but you're just going to go ahead and do it on national radio.
But you're just going to be bobbing your head to it regardless.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in the NFL, DeAndre Hopkins out of Arizona. What does that mean for Kyler Murray? We ask that question coming up next. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Canty and Carlin podcast. You can listen to the show live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen on the ESPN app. Canty and Carlin, the podcast.